I decided to build products that are actually designed after the biochemistry of our skin, so using naturally derived botanical tropical butters, or also lanolin, which is one of the best moisturizers known to humans, as it mimics consistently and precisely what our body naturally produces to keep our skin supple and moisturized and a good barrier to the external environment. Originally developing Cabana Creme, which is my flagship moisturizer, I thought about the systems and realized that I could very easily also design a sunscreen that had extraordinary emollient properties and also used the best broad-spectrum UVA and UVB active, which is zinc oxide. Zinc oxide is a particularly good choice for sunscreen because, first of all, it's the broadest spectrum sunscreen out there. It's much better than avobenzone. It's much better than this new Mixoral that L'Oreal's been touting as the new, you know, crazy, brilliant sunscreen that actually isn't any better than avobenzone, also called Parsol 1789, which you may have heard your dermatologist recommend previously. In addition to the zinc oxide, I've added similar formula to Cabana Creme, which is, again, full of the wonderful tropical butters and jojoba oil, soy lecithin, shea butter, cocoa butter, mango butter. I use actually mineral water from here in Boulder called El Dorado Springs artesian water as a water fraction to emulsify it. Another benefit of zinc oxide is since it's a mineral, it's actually a particle, it can't get absorbed through your skin, which is really great considering that most of the other petroleum-based sunscreens like octyl-methoxycinnamate, avobenzone I mentioned earlier, phenoxate, octinoxate, all these crazy names that are chemical names, they are, but they're all benzene-based because benzene is a good UV absorber in the core unit. They're not particularly good for you. Benzene does direct DNA damage. Many of these molecules can mimic estrogen body too, so they get absorbed through your skin. And given that a lot of the compounds are approved for use up to 20% by weight of formula, potentially if you use a couple different sunscreens, which almost all sunscreens out there use at least two, generally like three or four or five active petroleum-based sunscreens, get absorbed through your skin up to 40% of the formula can be these active ingredients, which means when you put that 1 ounce of sunscreen, which is the amount you're supposed to use to cover your whole body if you're wearing a swimsuit out on the beach, you know, 40% of that is actually petrochemical-based stuff. It's similar in structure to benzene and things you put in your car, you know. Petrol belongs in your tank, not on your skin, I like to say.